Aspen Skiing Company spokesman Jeff Hanley says the ruling was right, even though the background story is a tough one.
It's a tragedy. Anytime someone loses their life, we understand the family's feelings and thoughts, and we feel for them. But based on current law, we feel that the court's ruling was the correct ruling.
The appeals court decision comes in the case of a Denver man who died while skiing inbounds at Winter Park Resort. That was in 2012. He was caught in an avalanche within the ski area, and his wife sued the resort over his death. When it comes to safety on the slopes in Colorado, judges look to the Colorado Ski Safety Act. It outlines when skiers and boarders might be at fault and the situations where resorts might be liable. The act also considers what risks naturally come with the sport. The state appeals court has decided the law recognizes that snowslides are an inherent danger to skiing and boarding, even though the act doesn't specifically say avalanches are okay within ski areas. The Aspen Skiing Company spends a lot of time and money trying to prevent avalanches inbounds, with the understanding that snowslides could still happen. For someone new to skiing at Aspen Mountain, Snowmass, Buttermilk, or Highlands, the chance of being caught in an avalanche are low.
It's a rare occurrence and very unlikely.
Despite the court ruling, Hanley says SkiCo plans to continue the same pace of avalanche control at Aspen's Four Mountains. Colorado Ski Country USA, a trade association, agrees with the ruling, and leadership there believes resorts' current efforts to protect skiers and boarders are a good idea. The group has this comment. Colorado ski areas have extensive snow safety programs and use explosives and other measures to mitigate avalanche risk within ski area boundaries. Not everyone is happy with the court's decision. Jim Shalott is a personal injury attorney in Denver. He's taken on skiing and boarding accidents.
I think that ski areas have even more immunity or protection from lawsuits than they did even before the ruling, even though they have had significant immunity under the ski safety statutes for many years.
Shalott has represented people suing Aspen Skiing Company.
When people ski inbounds, they don't expect to get killed by an avalanche. That's why they ski inbounds. So what's the new paradigm? That before you go and you ski the Cirque in Snowmass, you stop and dig a snow pit?
Hyperbole aside, that's one way to assess avalanche danger in the backcountry. And Aspen Skiing Company says it's not necessary to do that when skiing inbounds. Spokesman Jeff Hanley says Ski Patrol checks for avalanche danger every day, and there's a high level of certainty that a slide is not likely. Colorado's Supreme Court could end up with the final say on whether avalanches are acceptable inside ski areas. The Denver Post reports plaintiffs in the recent appeals case plan to take it to the state's highest court. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.